Marcia Frost's 10 Tips for Seniors Traveling in a Wheelchair. Whether you are using a wheelchair or a mobility scooter, traveling with power devices can be challenging. Follow these tips for a smoother trip. 1. Don't leave transportation for last. I was recently planning a trip. The destination had plenty of accessible attractions and hotels. I knew they had buses, Uber, and Lyft Wave, and trains that were wheelchair accessible in the state, but I learned when everything else was planned the timing and locations did not coincide with my plans. 2. Always confirm directly with hotel. It doesn't happen often, but I have more than once arrived at a hotel and found out the accessible room I booked online or on the phone with the company mainline was not really set up for a wheelchair. In one case, the hotel informed me that they never had the two-bed suite I had a confirmation for. Call directly to confirm they really have what you need. 3. Bring plenty of extra medications. Things happen. Planes get cancelled or delayed, cars break down, people get sick or injured. I got stuck a few months ago in Boston for 2 extra days because of a blizzard. Always bring extra medicine for at least a couple of days. Also bring a list of your prescriptions with their doses in case you need to get more. 4. Have protein shakes and bars or other healthy snacks you like. I have tried many times to avoid packing snacks, only to be on a road or in the airport spending money on something I don't really want to eat. Bring your favorite healthy food with you. I take a plastic shaker bottle and individual protein shake packages to make a quick shake that will keep me going. 5. Register your device with the airline. Whether you are traveling with a folding scooter or a 388 pounds power wheelchair which I have, always contact the airline's disability services department to register your device. It is very important for them to have the exact information so that they are ready for you and can ensure that you are on a plane it will fit on. 6. Keep a copy of your wheelchair information. Even though my power chair is registered with the airline, and I speak to the hotel in advance, I've learned to carry all the details of the device in my phone. It never fails that I will get somewhere often at a gate where they want the information again. This should especially include battery information as wet and dry batteries have different requirements. 7. Clearly mark your device. Before you leave your device with anyone, whether it's an airport representative, or ride attendant at Disneyland, make sure it's clearly marked as your own. I have a luggage tag attached to mine with my name, address, phone number, and email. I also have a business card in the wheelchair pocket. 8. Have water with you. If you are driving, pack a cooler with bottles of water. You can use them for drinking straight, or powdered liquid for protein shakes, or even iced tea packets. If you are flying, you can't bring liquids, but there is a way to bring your water. Pour some out of your water bottle, then freeze it. It is no longer a liquid and allowed at TSA. You can then fill it with more water after you get through security. 9. Avoid early mornings. Much like others dealing with disabilities, mornings are tough for me. I usually wake up stiff and in pain and have a tough time getting out of bed. I do my best to avoid early morning flights. If I do have to take one, I need to get up at least an hour before I have to leave. I have even resorted to sleeping in a comfortable outfit I can wear on the plane, so I don't have to dress in the morning. 10. Take breaks. There was a time when I would travel back and forth to Europe every month or so. I'd go on press trips that would have my days fully booked, sometimes from 6 a.m. to midnight. I had fibromyalgia and it was rough, but when I added in multiple autoimmune diseases, it became impossible. I've learned whether it's a work trip or visiting family, I need afternoon rest time and few if any late nights.